I'd like to discuss my thoughts on a rather important subject that affects the lives of countless citizens daily. This, of course, is a deeper analysis of what makes a roller coaster truly worthy of critical acclaim and praise. Over the years, I have created an extensive spreadsheet that lists and ranks every roller coaster I've been on. Believe it or not, this is only one of the many exciting things I do in my free time. But within my almost 18 years of life, I've ridden 159 separate roller coasters. And while the ranking scale may be as simple as it seems, a lot more goes into every one of these very important decisions than it may seem. And while most people would just settle to put them in some random order, I'm here to take the fun out of it and break down just what's really important to me in a roller coaster. Hello, I'm your host, Chief Chirpa, and welcome to Off the Rails.
But don't worry, not really, we have upstop wheels.
Most people are okay to settle with, I like this roller coaster because it's fun. But because I'm a snobby enthusiast, I have to analyze these things like important works of art. And I'm not going to argue that that's what they are, though it might be, but there's a great deal of different aspects to value when analyzing the quality of a roller coaster, and I feel the need to go through those. There's a great many people out there who are in it for the thrill factor alone. And sure, I like that too. Well, I don't really care all too much for positive G-forces.
In layman's terms, when it feels like you're being pressed forcefully down into your seat.
But airtime.
When you feel yourself being thrown forcefully upward on the ride and it feels like you're only held back by your seatbelt or lap bar, and yes, before you ask, it is entirely safe.
And hang time.
When a ride is sideways or upside down and moving slowly enough so that centripetal force wears off and you feel yourself falling out of the ride from gravity, and no, this is not dangerous either.
Are major selling points for me, along with speed, wind, and smooth or snappy transitions alike. Those are all key factors in a good ride. But not an amazing ride. Not a top-tier world-class attraction. But there are some other factors people might not take into account or might notice subliminally. For one, a ride's pacing. Full Throttle at Six Flags Magic Mountain is an amazing ride, but one of the major reasons that I have to bump it all the way down to the lowly 31st spot is its clunky pacing. It seems great at first, but the pacing is split up by an awkward mid-course launch, and out of that mid-course launch is a single airtime hill followed by a brake run. Meanwhile, a ride like Maverick at Cedar Point manages to get the mid-course launch just right. The first half of it goes on long enough that when it slows down for the mid-course launch, it feels like a nice little break between the first act and the second act. And the second half goes on not too long, but not too short, and ends up making it just a perfect ride all around. Moving on to another aspect, of course, comfort is a big thing for people. The seats, the tracking, in other words, how rough it is, how much it hurts, how much it makes you bounce and rattles your teeth and your brain all around. This is something I can often forgive at times, if the ride is good enough on other places. But a lot of the time, this does detract from the experience greatly. Rides like Time Warp at Canada's Wonderland, or Mind Eraser at Six Flags America are rides that I do not feel the need to ride again because they are just that painful and unpleasant to experience. Now moving on to an aspect many people don't seem to take into account. What is the purpose of the ride? People like to use a coaster's lack of G-forces or intensity or lack of epic inversions to prove that it's not a good ride. This point is often used to bash rides at Disney parks or Universal Studios parks, but it is simply not fair to forget that every ride serves a different purpose. Take, for example, Intimidator 305 at King's Dominion. The purpose of that ride is simply to thrill. That's it. And it does really well on that front. But meanwhile, you can't use that against something like Space Mountain at Disneyland, which may not have all that much to it. When you take the layout and put it outside, it would just be a bunch of turns, most of them right, and a lot of straight sections. Not that interesting. But it's the theming that manages to lift that ride to another level. Which brings me to the next point. Theming. Theming, in my opinion, is the number one most important aspect of a ride. By theming, I'm referring to both the actual theme of the ride and the environment surrounding it. When I say theming, I don't mean slapping a damn logo on the ride, though that is nice. I mean actually putting effort into making the queue look nice, making the ride look nice, making everything around it look nice, making it photogenic or hidden or whatever you want to do with it, having a point for that. Mechanics of the ride will often be covered up by physical theming or at least hidden in such a way that it does not detract from the experience. For many rides, like Lightning Rod at Dollywood, there isn't much trackside theming. The queue is themed brilliantly. There's a station out front with a hot rod and all this kind of stuff you'd expect to see in Greece inside with car parts and mechanics like a garage workshop or auto repair place. and it all fits the theme and all fits a certain era, and it perfectly grabs you into the ride. But once you get onto the ride, there's no more theming, and that is fine. The ride's theme at that point is just the environment, because it launches over a hill into the middle of nowhere, and at night there are truly no lights visible, except for maybe one or two coming from a firefly before they splat into goop on your face. But again, the environment and the theming don't have to be artificial. Big Thunder Mountain Railroad at Disneyland isn't an artificial mountain, in case you didn't know, but it doesn't have to be artificial to be good theming. Like I mentioned earlier, Lightning Rod running through the woods has a great environment and adds to the theme and adds to everything, makes it perfect. And that is entirely natural, except for maybe some trees they planted themselves, but those are still natural because they are trees. How about Loch Ness Monster, Busch Gardens Williamsburg, which spends a great deal of its time going around the nice landscaping of the hills and the rivers over at that park. That is not artificial theming, and it is beautiful, and it works just great with the ride. In general, to sum up environment, theming, all that jazz, the atmosphere needs to be nice. The park could even just clean up their rides, not have it look messy. Like when I mentioned hiding the systems that work behind the ride, hiding the signs that are for employees, disguising it all in a way that fits with the theme, if anything. One of the greatest examples of this is a spiel you were given before you get on the ride. You know, the, "Hello, welcome to the ride. Please place all your belongings down in the bins. Make sure to not carry on any loose articles with you and hold the seatbelt." You know, that baloney. Some parks just say it as is. Some parks fit it into the theme and have a funny character or caricature saying it, or have it work with the ride, change belongings to be something funny relating to the theme. You know, being creative. It's nice. I do like me some creativity in this world. Now, before I go and allow you to enjoy the rest of your day without me blabbering in your ears about roller coasters, I just want to sum up the main important values that people should think about when ranking a roller coaster or saying it was good. Think about the theming. Think about the atmosphere and the design of the ride. Does it succeed at what it is setting out to do? Does it manage to create a fully captivating experience? Because that's what these rides are. Their experiences. So this evening for homework, I invite you to go ride a roller coaster and come back to me with a full paper reviewing it in depth and analyzing just what about it is good, just what about it is bad, and where it ranks on your list. If I don't like your rankings, then your rankings are wrong, your opinion is wrong, and I'm sorry, try better next time. But hey, my name is Chief Chirpa, and this has been another installment of Off the Rails, but not really, don't worry, we have Upstop Wheels. Thank you for listening. Please pay me $10 in cash by the end of the week for the subscription fee. I frequent the alley outside Burger King at 9 p.m. nightly. I'll see you there.